Those who want to find out more about Medicare's new drug benefit plan can always call a toll-free hotline, but it's expected a lot of elderly people may shy away from the phone and seek answers from someone they know, their doctor, pharmacist, or local social service worker, for instance. To ensure those people have the answers people seek, the federal government is holding educational forums. One is scheduled in Wausau next week. Greg Chesmore is with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. He says the northeastern part of Wisconsin was chosen for a reason.
Studies show that rural Medicare beneficiaries are more likely to be without prescription drug coverage than those living in urban and suburban areas.
Chesmore says it's estimated that next year's new prescription drug benefit will save the average senior $1,000 on medication annually. Bigger cost savings might come from private employer plans or the state's senior care program, so Chesmore says people will want to compare and choose between what they have now and what the government will offer.
So it's very important that Medicare beneficiaries begin to keep track of what drugs they're taking and how much they're paying each month, and then really take a close look at those plans when they come out this fall.
Aging groups in Wisconsin have predicted the process of comparing health plans could be complicated. A task force of volunteers will attempt to help seniors sort it all out through one-on-one counseling and a website, which is scheduled to be operating at the end of this month. Shermaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.